Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from a prayer partner of America Pray Now, Cindy Little.
Travailing is different than intercession, although often intercession leads to travailing. The Bible provides much insight to its meaning and purpose. Travailing is not just a figure of speech, it is a literal action. Jesus' Gethsemane experience leads us to understand that something redemptive occurs with travailing. In a moment, we will look at this more closely. Travailing involves deep, often arduous or agonizing prayer with God. It is not just bringing our request to Him. It involves waiting, listening, and crying out. Scripture provides multiple examples of travailing prayer. Paul, in 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 9, highlights the hard, toiling, physical labor he underwent to bring the gospel to the nations. He personally experienced weariness and fatigue due to his double duty of providing for himself as a tent maker while fulfilling his call to preach and spread the gospel. In Romans 8:22, Paul also shares another insight that not only do people travail, as he did, but he states the whole of all creation groans or laments in the process of being redeemed as well. What he is referencing is that even creation cries out for its original state, that is, before the fall of man. This is a mystery. Creation cries for a new earth that comes after all end-time events occur. Again, we are reminded that a redemptive process occurs from travailing. These examples alone provide wonderful insight as we learn about travailing. It involves labor, pain, sorrow, but also much fruit, either personally or for the kingdom results. E.M. Bounds' book, The Reality of Prayer, beautifully expounds on Jesus' experience with travailing. It was while in the garden at Gethsemane, knowing his death for the sins of the world was before him, that Bounds describes Jesus' prayer as a burdened prostration as he fell on his face, an intense agony, distressing dread, hesitancy, and shrinking back, crying out for relief. Yet amid it all, his submission to God was accompanied with a singleness of purpose for his glory. The struggles in life that you and I experience are the crucibles by which we are redefined by Christ. In those times, especially when trials feel dark, conflicts seem nonstop, crying out to God about the burdensome hot fires and asking for relief is not a sin. That is, crying fervently and arduously to God for answers is not sinful. As a person travails in prayer, it is in this process that the believer receives strength and the ability to submit to God. These moments bring divine fruit, great answers to prayer, and a deeper devotion to God. When in sorrow or feeling alone, maybe at times even feeling like life is doom and gloom, and falling apart, maybe Jesus felt this way too. This is the opportunity you and I have to submit to God just as he did. When he said and he cried out, "Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. Christ's flesh was made perfect in the Gethsemane garden through his suffering. The Gethsemane prayer was not a prayer of revolt, but rather it was a prayer of submission, which gave him the strength, endurance, and power to face the cross and die for the sins of the world. Though the pressure had to have been intense and heavy, and the cup very bitter, his crying out did not remove his pain and sorrow. What was intolerable to him became the very essence by which he received strength to willfully submit his flesh and his will to God the Father. Even though we find Jesus' prayer to submit to his Father exceptional, this should and can bring encouragement to you and me, knowing Jesus identifies full well with our weaknesses. The Gethsemane experience is possible for each of us. It is possible to develop submissiveness like that of Jesus. And I have found that travailing prayer is one of the most powerful forms of prayer to help me submit. Travailing prayer provides perspective when perspective has been lost and when circumstances fail to change as we would like them to, or maybe a diagnosis ends life sooner than we expected. We can go to the Father in our desperate cries and contend with him just as Jesus did. Jesus' cries changed his will, which brought about the fruit of salvation. And our cries will change our wills for his, bringing God's divine glory to pass in our life and our circumstances as well. It is in this order of travailing as we come to abide in him and he in us that we can ask for his will to be done, and it is done. The fruit of travailing is that our will becomes God's will, and his will becomes ours. E.M. Bounds describes this as two wills becoming one, and there is not a note of discord. It is important that we reflect on the meaning, purpose, and power that resulted in the Gethsemane travailing. We need Jesus' Gethsemane experience in order to remind us that God will reach down to us, giving us strength to contend and submit to his sovereign will and plans for each of our lives. Would you like to have more meaning, purpose, and power as you face difficulties and trials? Our great example is Jesus. He provides us with the importance of having a travailing prayer life. Be mindful that though you may feel weak, may not fully understand travailing prayer, Jesus felt weak too. His flesh yearned for deliverance, and he too learned to cry out to his Father, so you and I can as well. When the flesh is strong and the will to pray is weak, ask, seek, and knock that your will be reshaped to be like that of Jesus's. Ask that prayer be further developed in your life. Don't give up because he will do it if you ask. The Holy Spirit is greater in you than he that is in the world. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. As we close, I want to close with a short prayer about travailing and how you too can use this prayer as a model for yourself. Father, we all need, the church needs, our nation and state need an outpouring of your mighty power to change us from the inside out. Forgive us for not seeking you more fervently. We ask for deliverance from ourselves and the enemy who seeks to steal, kill, and destroy your plans and purposes. We ask that you silence the enemy within and the avenger who wants to hinder and stop the power that results from seeking you in prayer. You, Lord, are our rock and our shelter. Thank you for the grace you give that strengthens us to live steadfast and faithful lives, especially in the days we live. We ask that we become quick to pray, for our faith to rise in resilient strength and be unrelenting in our battle cries. Any victory gained, Lord, as a result of our prayers, we give back to you to be honored and glorified. You deserve the glory, Lord, not us. Thank you for hearing our prayers and answering them according to your will. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer, which is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up to receive this magazine by visiting our website at americapraynow.com. We also meet in 17 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also meet in West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Please see our website for dates and times. And until next time, may God bless you.